Boy from the Bush, written by Lee Kernaghan with Colin Buchanan and read by David Tredinnick. When you turned the corner into Indiana Court, there it was. The beautiful chaos of trailers, caravans, cars and clutter. What had happened to this quiet country town cul-de-sac? It was Darwin after Cyclone Tracy, Brisbane after the floods of 74. Indiana Court, Albury, looked like a primer for a telethon, ready for a desperate call to an army of volunteers who could come and help with the clean-up effort. It was a disemboweled carnival, a gypsy jamboree, a crossbred mishmash of auction, car boot market and clearing sale. Flotsam had invaded every square inch of bare ground, covering verge and lawn and driveway with toolkits, suitcases, tarps and trusses. Lighting bars, park hands, road cases and monitor speakers, generators, trestles and tents, and a licorice spaghetti of every conceivable wire, lead and cable known to man. There was grease on a torn, white-trimmed blue Ford T-shirt, sweat-painted dirt on forehead, cheek and jowl. There were skinned knuckles and scraped shins, scrapes and grazes dusted dark, seasoned with road grime and dust. Sweaty singlets and a man on each corner, heaving and straining with shouts of, to me, back your way, steady, steady. The chorus that marks the clash of ancient foes. Stuff to pack versus available space. Months and months worth of stuff. The Kernaghans were packing, all right. We were packing like we'd never packed before. Not a horse float of PA gear and instruments heading out for a couple of dates out Narandra way and back. The trucks, conventional diesel-powered and rocket-propelled, the six-berth Millards, the pop-top Windsors, the twin-axle Chesneys, the multiple families, kids, dogs, staging, PA gear and miscellany, they all engulfed the whole street for one good reason. Tomorrow, Ray Kernaghan's cavalcade of stars would take two right turns and set sail up the Wagga Road, past the cheerful Come Again bolted to the back of the Lions Club and Apex signs on the Lavington edge of town. We were leaving the familiar waters of Albury, chasing the Hume Highway horizon northwards, off on a relentless string of border crossing, six nights a week shows. That night, there was no restless excitement. I fell asleep the moment my head hit the pillow. A sign of things to come.